a lot to unpack from this game. But first of all, just how scary was that when Craig gets hit?
Always scary when someone gets squared up like that. I'm glad he's okay. I mean, that obviously that stinks. He's a tough guy. He definitely rubbed some dirt on it, and he came back in the dugout after JJ hit that homer. But I'm glad that it could have been a lot worse. You know, just happy that Craig's okay.
Pete, given the emotions that you guys experienced when that happened, could you kind of walk us through what's going on in your mind as you're seeing the ball go over and, you know, you look back at the dugout and what you're thinking there?
Yeah, I mean, just genuine excited reaction. You know, it's just, to be able to come back and down from that many runs, there's no quit in this group, and for us to kind of like rally around each other, rally around Skip, and really come through right there. I mean, that's big time. That's big time. It shows a lot of character in this group, and having that toughness, having that grit, like the bounce back ability, like it's fantastic.
Pete, you guys have been winning obviously lately, 6 of the last 7, but a win like this, the way you did it, clawing back through some adversity, obviously. What kind of different effect does a win like that potentially have on the club?
Obviously we're really, really stoked to snatch this one away, you know. It's a really good question. You know, I mean, you never really know until like maybe a couple days down the road. So, I mean, hopefully this continues some fantastic momentum for us. But yeah, phenomenal, phenomenal win for us. And again, I can't say enough fantastic things about this group. You know, I mean, Dino did a great job of keeping it within striking distance. Bullpen, very gritty performance for us. Got some really, really big outs at the end, and I mean, defense and the whole lineup just came ready to go. Game's 9 innings for a reason. We didn't give any opportunities away, and that's what it takes. You know, that's what it takes to be a good team. You gotta stay in it. You gotta stay in the fight, and we did that. And we executed, and. Phenomenal job by everyone staying in it. Was it perfect? No, but I mean, hey, it doesn't need to be. You just need to get the win at the end of the day. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, JJ, I mean, again, without him, kind of, it's big time, absolute big time from JJ. And, no one's going to, the best at bat of the night, everyone's going to talk about the homers, but, after what happened, I know it was like a kind of like a swinging bunt, but to be able to kind of recenter and refocus after after the ball hit Craig, you know, I mean, that takes a lot of stones to do that, and he recentered himself, he got on base, you know. I mean, that's really tough, gritty at bat. I think it was like a 2-strike count. Worked it a little bit, and then was able to get on base for us. So, I mean, again, a lot of gumption from him, and again, that's big time from him today and everybody.
You've been through a lot so far this year. A really bad, you know, a really, really bad slump, and the team kept winning through some of it. How impressed are you that the team can, you know, win with you and win without you, sort of?
Yeah, it takes every single one of us in this clubhouse and then some, you know. Guys have stepped up, and it's been awesome. It's been awesome, and takes every single guy on the roster and then some throughout the course of 162 plus playoffs to have a great year. It's just really, really exciting, really exciting right now. And the fact that collectively as a group we're showing a lot of fight and no quit, it's big time for the whole year.
Between that double yesterday, the go-ahead homer today, are you feeling a little bit more like this is what you can do to influence winning with your bat, and is it feeling more like yourself?
Honestly, I just want to take really quality at-bats, you know. And for me yesterday, yesterday I felt great, felt normal, you know. The past 2 days, very thankful that timing was there, felt good, swing felt good, seeing the ball well. I'm very, very pleased with that. And results aside, I just want to be competitive and capitalize on mistakes when they show up. That's really all I want to do and help the team win.
Does it feel though like there's a little bit of pressure off? Because I know obviously you stood here the other night and said you would be better, and I mean you're obviously going through a tough slump. I mean, is there some pressure off now that you're seeing the hits fall a little bit more?
A little bit, yeah, but there's pressure every day. I mean, this is the highest level. There's pressure every day in the big leagues, and it takes a lot to win. Takes a lot to win a ball game. So for me, I'm just glad I was able to help.
You mentioned Craig popping back in the dugout after the home run. What was that like for you to see your manager pop back in after we took him? What does that say about him?
Well, I mean, again, he's a tough guy, and it was awesome to see him like pop back in there. And I mean, again, he got jacked up, but I'm really happy that, like, I know it's tough taking a shot like that, but I mean, I'm glad that he's going to be okay. You know, it's scary stuff, but glad we were able to get this one for him.
Do you say anything in particular to you guys on the way back, or was it just
no? It's like, hey, he was just stoked for JJ and stoked that we were able to come back the way that we did, but. Yeah, he didn't really say much, and I mean, again, I don't blame him for it.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you. Thank you.